KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
I'm so tired of trying to keep track of all my bills and making sure they get paid on time.
Well, Carla, have you thought about online bill pay from Nishna Valley Credit Union?
Oh, well, I'm not too good with computers.
That's okay. Nishna Valley Credit Union's new online banking is going live on August 22nd, and it's very user-friendly. You can set up free auto bill pay so you don't have to worry about paying your bills on time. You can even transfer from one account to another, and so much more. And the best part is it's so easy and free.
Well, I'll have to check that out. What's the website?
It's NishnaValley.com.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In high school cross country last night, the Western Iowa Conference holding its conference championship meet. On the girls' side, Griswold wins, going away with 22 points. Underwood with 76, the runner-up. Tri-Center third with 77. Trainer, Audubon, Riverside, AHST, the rest of the field. The top 12 individuals are all conference performers, and Griswold had the top three. Rebecca Topham, Jordan Sint, Alex Flippin, all from Griswold, were 1, 2, and 3 last night. Alex Larson of Tri-Center, 4th. Breezy Weaver of Missouri Valley was 5th. Allison Young of Griswold, 6th. Megan Deist of Audubon placing 7th. Michelle Mum of Tri-Center was 8th. Erin Shapcott of Underwood placing 9th. Larissa Backus of Griswold was 10th. Kaylee Grote, Tri-Center, was 11th. And Robbie Fanslau of Underwood placing 12th in last night's meet. On the boys' side, it was Riverside capturing the team title with 41 points. Missouri Valley with 62 was runner-up. Trainer with 85 was 3rd. Griswold, Tri-Center, Underwood, and Audubon the rest of the field. Individually, Darian Earlbeck of Tri-Center was the champ. Ian Patrick of Riverside, 2nd. Caleb Wilson and Drew Pauly, both of Missouri Valley, were 3rd and 4th. Brandon Sippert of Riverside placing 5th. Matt Heisman of Trainer was 6th. Adam Hartman of Riverside was 7th, followed by Terrell Peters of Griswold, Jacob Pagel of Missouri Valley, Kellen Chambers of Trainer, Xavier Olivo of Griswold, and Tim Brink of Riverside. Round out the top 10 all-conference performers. Western Iowa Conference also holding its conference volleyball tournament last night. First round action saw Tri-Center beat Griswold 3 in a row. Missouri Valley dumped Audubon 3-0. Trainer over Riverside 3-0. And it was Underwood beating AHST 3-1. That sets up tonight's semifinals, which will be held at Tri-Center High School in Neola, as Trainer faces Missouri Valley in the first match at 6 o'clock, followed by Tri-Center versus Underwood in the other semi. Well, this week's Associated Press boys high school football poll is out. The top 10 in each class look like this. In Class 4A, Ankeny is still number one. Iowa City West and Pleasant Valley round out the top three. In Class 3A, Decorah remains top-rated with Bishop Heland Catholic and Grinnell the top three. Creston is up a couple spots to number four this week, while Harlan is up 5 places to number five. Also in Class 2A this week, number one team is Boyden Hall Rock Valley once again with Mediapolis and West Marshall the top three. Kemper Catholic stays put at number four. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina remains number one. Dyke, New Hartford, and Emmitsburg are 2 and 3. IKM Manning is tied for fourth this week. St. Albert is at number 7. That's up a spot this week. Also in Class A, Woodward Granger is the number 1 ranked team this week as they switch spots with Wapsie Valley, who's number 2. Akron Westfield is 3. Logan Magnolia up 2 places to number 8 this week. Also in 8-man, Newell Fonda remains top-rated with Murray number 2. Gilbertville Don Bosco is number 3. Exira EHK is in at number 4. Sydney is ranked 5th this week. Fremont Mills stays at 8, and Adair Casey remains at number 9 as the top 10 is identical to last week in the 8-man. Class. Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes is not concerned about his team remaining on cloud nine for too long after a 37-23 win at 13th-ranked TCU. The Cyclones get ready for another challenge this weekend when they host 5th-ranked Kansas State.
That's life in the Big 12, and our guys understand that. I don't think there was any problem them coming back down or this victory lingering, just like the last loss didn't linger. Two things that make me very proud where our program stands right now. We quickly moved ahead to preparation and what needed to be done, because if you don't, number 5 ranked team in the country is going to run you out of your own stadium.
The Cyclone defense needs to find a way to slow down a K-State offense that's averaging better than 43 points a game, led by the running and passing of quarterback Colin Klein.
It's uncanny. You sit there and watch and see how long it takes a play to develop, and you just, whether it's on TV or game film, you say, well, somebody's going to show up here and make a tackle for a 2-yard gain, and they just don't. They don't show up. He waits. He has great vision. He lets it expose itself, and then he gets it.
Rhodes says that sophomore Jared Barnett tossed three touchdown passes in his first start of the season at QB, and he needs to be consistent to hang on to the job.
I think that's first and foremost, is for him to be a consistent football player. He's one of 11 guys out there. No question, the quarterback position is the most important on the field. But he doesn't have to do the jobs of two people. He's got to do his job. He's got to do his job well, and that's the consistency that you're talking about.
Iowa State and K-State tee it up at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. In other college football news, Oregon State quarterback Sean Mannion is out indefinitely after injuring his left knee during the number 10 Beavers' victory over Washington State on Saturday. Coach Mike Riley says an MRI has indicated the sophomore QB will require surgery. Backup Cody Vaz will start for the undefeated Beavers when they play a non-conference game against BYU this weekend. Meanwhile, BYU freshman quarterback Taysom Hill will have surgery on his left knee and miss the rest of the season. After Friday night's 6-3 win over Utah State, BYU senior Riley Nelson says he's ready, pain-free, and will start against the Beavers after missing two games with what he said were back fractures. Well, Jerry Sandusky and at least some of his victims are expected to address the judge at today's sentencing. Sandusky's lawyer says it's as certain can be that the former Penn State assistant football coach will speak and assert his innocence before he's sentenced on 45 counts of child sexual abuse. Nobody else is expected to speak on Sandusky's behalf during today's sentencing hearing, according to his defense attorney. The attorney says others, including Sandusky's wife, have submitted letters on his behalf and that Dottie Sandusky stands by her husband and will attend the sentencing. Prosecutors say as many as a half dozen victims will be heard at that meeting. A Detroit Lions president Tom Leewand says the franchise is deeply saddened to learn of Alex Karras's condition. The Detroit Free Press and Detroit News reported Monday that the former All-Pro defensive lineman and actor has kidney failure and has been given only a few days to live. The 77-year-old Karras, a former Iowa Hawkeye star, has been suffering from dementia. He's among the many former NFL players suing the league regarding the treatment of head injuries. He was an NFL standout for 12 seasons. Arian Foster ran for 152 yards and a touchdown, and the Houston Texans stayed undefeated by beating the New York Jets for the first time in team history, 23-17 last night. With a chance to lead the Jets on a winning drive, Mark Sanchez was intercepted by Kareem Jackson on a pass that tipped off the hands of Jeff Cumberland with a minute 51 left, and the 5-0 Texans joined the Atlanta Falcons as the NFL's only teams without a loss. In other NFL news, Tennessee coach Mike Munchak says quarterback Jake Locker will miss his second straight game with an injured left shoulder Thursday night when the Titans play the Pittsburgh Steelers. Munchak also said Monday that backup running back Javon Ringer will miss 4 to 6 weeks after spraining his left knee in a loss to Minnesota this weekend. Munchak says Locker is improving, but Matt Hasselbeck will get his second straight start due to the short week. Locker will not be active. Pittsburgh Steelers safety Troy Polamalu will miss Thursday's game against Tennessee after aggravating his strained right calf, and linebacker Lamar Woodley is doubtful with a mild right hamstring injury. The Kansas City Chiefs are down to their backup quarterback for the second year in a row as Matt Cassel sustained a concussion in the fourth quarter of Sunday's game against Baltimore and is unlikely to play in next weekend's game at Tampa Bay, which means Brady Quinn is preparing to start an NFL game for the first time in nearly 3 years. Washington Redskins coach Mike Shanahan says right now it looks good that Robert Griffin III will be able to play Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. Shanahan says his prized rookie quarterback is experiencing no dizziness, headaches, or vomiting a day after suffering a concussion in a loss to Atlanta. Minnesota Vikings strong safety Harrison Smith won't be punished further for his shove of an official that drew a 15-yard penalty and automatic ejection from Sunday's game against Tennessee. NFL spokesman Greg Aiello says Smith's disqualification from the majority of the game was already a significant penalty. Wes Welker told reporters he was only joking when he said after Sunday's game that he enjoyed catching 13 passes against the Denver Broncos to stick it in coach Bill Belichick's face. Welker made a rare Monday appearance in the locker room during media availability to straighten things out. Welker did not start the season opener after unsuccessful negotiations on a long-term deal, leading to speculation that Belichick was upset with him over the negotiations. A lot more sports after this timeout.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Well, the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees split 18 regular season games and battled each other down to the last day of the season to decide the American League East champion, so it makes sense that they're tied in the postseason as well. The Orioles nipped the Yankees 3-2 last night to square their AL Division Series at a game apiece. In a battle of southpaws, rookie Wee-Yin Chan outpitched 40-year-old Andy Pettitte to give the wild-card Orioles the tight victory. Chan held the Yanks to one earned run on six hits in six and a third innings. Jim Johnson, who had 51 saves during the regular season but was roughed up for five runs in the ninth inning of Game 1, delivered the save with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. Pettitte, whose 19 postseason victories are the most in baseball, gave up three runs on seven hits in his seven innings. Chris Davis had a two-run single in the third. Mark Reynolds added a run-scoring single in the sixth inning. The next three games, if necessary, will be played at Yankee Stadium beginning with Game 3 tomorrow night. Well, St. Louis jumped on Washington starter Jordan Zimmermann with five runs on seven hits in three innings, and they routed the Nationals 12-4 in Game 2 of the National League Division Series to tie that series at a game each. Carlos Beltran hit two of the Cards' four homers and drove in three runs. Alan Craig and Daniel Descalso also went deep for the Cards. Craig hit his fifth career postseason homer and scored three times. St. Louis starter Jaime Garcia was ineffective, pitching just two innings. Ryan Zimmerman and Adam LaRoche hit consecutive homers in the fifth inning for the Nationals, who head home for the rest of the series. The first postseason game in the nation's capital since 1933 will be game number three coming up on Wednesday afternoon. Baseball's two other postseason playoff series resumed tonight. The Detroit Tigers held serve at home and bring a 2-0 lead over the Athletics into Game 3 of their ALDS matchup. Brett Anderson has the must-win starting assignment for the Athletics against Anibal Sanchez of the Tigers. The Cincinnati Reds are home for Game 3 of their NLDS after beating the Giants twice in San Francisco. Homer Bailey, who has a no-hitter to his credit this season, gets the nod for the Reds against 14-game winner Ryan Vogelsong of the Giants. Well, Terry Francona says he's eager to help the Indians rebuild into a contender and that he signed a four-year contract with Cleveland because he doesn't want to be a rental manager. Francona and Sandy Alomar Jr. were the only candidates considered. Alomar served as the club's interim bench boss for the final six games of a 68-94 regular season after Manny Acto was fired. Francona led Boston to two World Series titles and five straight playoff appearances. He was not brought back by the Red Sox after last year's historic late-season collapse. Well, Don Larson has two grandchildren, one in college and the other a freshman in high school. He wants to make sure they're taken care of, and he wants to make sure they complete their educations. So to help that cause, the former Yankee has decided to auction off the uniform that he wore 56 years ago Monday, when he authored a perfect game in the World Series. On the anniversary of Larson's greatest day as a pitcher, Steiner Sports Memorabilia announced it will auction off the uniform that the 82-year-old Larson was wearing. A Babe Ruth jersey went for $4.4 million last year, so Steiner anticipates such an historic relic to draw at least seven figures. And Drake's Mark Phelps has what every coach in the country wants, five returning starters. But Phelps also enters his fifth season with the Bulldogs, trying to replace perhaps the best starter he had. Drake suffered a major blow in the offseason when Ravonte Rice, a guard who averaged nearly 17 points a game in the 2011-12 season, announced that he was transferring. Rice eventually landed at Illinois. Phelps will attempt to replace him with more production from five players coming back and the eight new guys. The Bulldogs were 62-69 in four seasons under Phelps after winning the Missouri Valley Conference in 2007 and 08. Open up at Detroit on November 17th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.